Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Nicole Joudet-Rhodes, Director of Engagement at the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society, and we're talking about the 7th annual Feast. Nicole, what is Feast?
Hi, Hadass. Feast is a great party that takes place this year at the University City Square at 36 and Filbert Street. It's a pop-up garden that PHS has undertaken. This is the second year that it's open. PHS has done pop-up gardens for a number of years. This is a really sweet one. It's an apple orchard. It's beautiful flowers. It's a great place to hang out. And this is really our celebration of the fall season. It is a great tasting event if you like food. There will be restaurants and chefs that will be bringing some really great, great food, all your favorite stuff.
So it takes place on October 12th from 7 to 10. Mm-hmm. And also we have to mention it's spelled with a PH.
Yes.
So if you're looking for
just
it online,
throw you.
PHEAST.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about some of the chefs that are participating.
The list is growing every day, but we have the Co-op Restaurant and Lounge, which is a great West Philly restaurant. We have Goldie. They're bringing their falafel, which is great. Jose Pistolas is bringing ceviche and Red Owl Tavern, Square 1682, and also Townsend, Todd Wentz, his restaurant, so he'll be there. The idea is that all these restaurants are just going to be bringing some of their special, really popular dishes. So everyone at the party will get to get a taste of all the stuff that they really like from all the different restaurants that they like.
And it's in this beautiful environment.
Yeah, it's an outdoor, I think of it as like a moonlit garden party.
So, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it really will be nice. And, you know, it's PHS. We do the flower show, so you know the decor is going to be really wonderful and really fanciful. And the designs for it look great. There'll be entertainment. The opera will be there. There'll be a band. It'll be a combination of just like a great party, great atmosphere, entertainment, and awesome food. And cocktails.
It seems like a natural progression if you're dealing with decor and flowers and plants to kind of turn that into a big party.
Right. Just add some food and adult beverages and, you know, it's great.
And setting it up is like a lot of plants and some lights.
Mm-hmm. It's been this garden all summer long. And so everything is very lush right now. It's definitely like an urban garden, but it has this very whimsical kind of country-ish feel to it, too.
Describe the location in U City Square.
Okay, so it's 36 and Filbert Street. It's the corner of what was a giant parcel. It was a high school that has not been redeveloped yet. So we put in a garden last year, and this is the second year of it. Things are kind of growing in, and it's a great location in West Philly. There's easy parking there. If people come for the VIP hour, there's free valet parking, but it's not hard to park. It's easy. It's easy to get to.
It's also a great subway location.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
How does it go throughout the night? Like, what happens?
So there's a VIP hour that begins at 6 o'clock. That will have its own menu, including oysters, an oyster shucking station, specialty cocktails, special entertainment, jazz. And then the party opens for regular level tickets at 7 o'clock. And it will be just entertainment throughout the evening. There'll be lots of different food options. There'll be a long, buffet station, but then there'll just be a lot of little stations too. So no one will go hungry. It's just a fun kind of combination of like what I think of as like the things that I really like from different restaurants. I'll get to have them all at once in one night. So
it's a feast.
It is a feast.
How has the event evolved over the past 7 years?
Oh, gosh. It used to be down at the Navy Yard because we had a warehouse down there. And then 2 years ago, we decided we have to move this outside. Like, we're the Horticultural Society. This party needs to be in a garden. And garden parties, that is my favorite way to entertain. Having friends over, serving nice food in a garden. It's just so magical. So we moved it to an outdoor venue, and it really just transformed the event, which had always been really fun, but it just made it feel so festive, and it's lit really beautifully. And the combination of just the beautiful horticulture, the really nice party details, this great food, great music, it just feels like a special, fun evening.
How many people usually attend?
Probably 300 people, between 275 and 3. So it doesn't feel packed, but it feels like if you had a party, you know, it's like, and your garden was pretty much full of people, it'll feel like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where does the money that you raise go to?
So this is really important. All the money that we raise through this fundraiser goes to support PHS programs. And the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society, our mission is to connect people with horticulture and build stronger, greener, more beautiful communities. So we really look at horticulture as the means to an end of like greater good for as many people as possible. So we're always looking for ways that horticulture can add an environmental benefit to a neighborhood, or an economic benefit, or jobs, or health benefits, or social benefits, bringing communities together, like with community gardening. So this fundraiser, all the money that we raise will go directly to support those programs.
Sounds like that's what PHS is all about anyway.
That's what we're all about.
Let's talk about some of the work you've done in Philadelphia. You have greened the city a lot.
Yeah, we have. We've been doing that work for 40 years. So we plant thousands and thousands of trees in Philadelphia every year. And when I say we, that's not really right. Because the great thing about what PHS does is that it's neighborhoods that come together and decide we should have more trees on our block. And so we will help them. We'll teach them how to plant trees, how to take care of the trees. We'll arrange for the permits. We'll get the tree pits cut. We'll give you free trees. But it comes from the bottom up. It's not a top-down organization telling people you're going to have a garden here and you're going to have a tree here. It's really responsive to what different neighborhoods and communities want.
So if the neighborhoods get together and say, we want more trees, we want help with gardening, then PHS will help out?
We're here. Yep. And we'll even help you build a group and get your to mobilize. So we do a lot of work with community development. And, you know, there are a lot of great organizations in Philadelphia, but it's wonderful to work for a place that puts so much effort into strengthening the neighborhoods that make up our city.
Can we do something about the dogs peeing on the trees?
That is, we have a little sign that we put up. It's a tree pit, not a pee pit. So
nice. Because that happens a lot in the city.
I know, it's not good. The pH of that substance is not beneficial to trees. So that would be a great PSA for KYW to encourage their animals to not pee on trees.
Where can the animals go then? In their own yards? Find another place.
Yeah.
Not the trees. Not the trees that are in the neighborhood that belong to everybody. All right, back to the food.
Oh,
back
right,
to
right.
Feast.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part about it?
I love parties. I mean, I am just like a gadfly. So seeing people outside, it's lit beautifully. So everyone looks gorgeous and they're having fun and they're meeting friends. It's a party that is just very easy to socialize. It's not stiff. People are just having a fun time. They're eating. They're sharing food with each other. They're sampling these different, like, wonderful drinks. And it just feels like a really friendly, really fun party.
Tell me about your cocktails and your wines.
We are going to have specialty cocktails different places. We're going to be offering these shrubs. And you probably know what a shrub is. It's a combination of fruit with also vinegar in it. So it's like a sour, tangy kind of drink. It's like an old-fashioned Pennsylvania Dutch drink. And so these will be alcoholic shrubs, but it'll be like a really, you know, the flavors of fall are really kind of strong flavors and really rich flavors. So this will offset a little bit of the richness of all the food. We also have Kettle One Botanicals, so vodkas that are infused with cucumber and mint, grapefruit and rose. That sounds good. Peach and orange blossom. So there's like natural fruit and flower essences in the drinks. And then this whiskey that I want to try that is Crown Royal Apple. There'll be a special cocktail with an apple-flavored whiskey.
So, and then local wines.
Yes. And Pennsylvania wines and craft beer. And I mean, and they're also, you know, open bar. So you can get whatever your, if you have your classic go to, that will be available too. So
what are the details? How much does it cost and how can you get tickets?
Okay, so it is $300 for the VIP ticket, and that, again, is a 6 o'clock entry with a special menu from 6 to 7 and valet parking, and then that is $300. And then regular tickets are $150. Doors open at 7 o'clock, and you can get tickets at phsonline.org.
phsonline.org, and there's a link to get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yep.
What's the most challenging part about putting this all together?
I mean, I'm so spoiled because we have such great people that work on this project and on this event. It's fun because we all kind of come together on this. So the creative people are doing all these like wonderful things. The logistics people are dealing with all the boring things. And
all the boring things. Nice. So said like a true creative.
The art people are designing all the collateral material. So
is there anything new this year?
This is a new location. So the venue is new. Last year, the party was at the pop-up garden at 15th and South Street.
Oh, so this is the second time it's been outside.
Yes.
So this is the seventh annual event, the second time it's been outside, mm-hmm. but it's a new location this year.
Yes. So if you've been to the party before, there's not less of anything. And there is, the food will be different and the location will be different and the entertainment is going to be different.
How big is the space?
It's the size of maybe, I'm just guessing, like 8 city lots or something like that. So it's big enough to have like lots of trees and lots of gardens, but it's not cavernous. Like it still feels like you're in a defined space. So
lots are bigger than they look.
Well, it just depends. Sometimes they look bigger. Sometimes they look smaller. It depends on what's around them.
So I guess so, yeah.
It is like
like I look at where the, you know, when they clear them out to put houses up and I'm like, how are 5 houses going to fit there?
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, of course.
They do. So it is like a, you know, it's not tiny, but it also has like a nice defined feeling. So it feels like you're in a real space.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Feast. The 7th annual Feast takes place on October 12th from 7 to 10. Once again, the website is
phsonline.org, or you can just Google PHEAST and it'll take you right to the page.
Nicole Judé Rhodes, Director of Engagement at the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hadass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.